Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shabbos, Yerushalmi, Daf Yud Beis. And we are in the Yudches Dvarim, Yudches Gzeres. We know the Mishnah in the first Mishnah in the first parak here, on Masechta Shabbos, on the last Daf, on Daf Yud Aleph, spoke about the 18 laws that they made in the Aliyah, in the attic of Hananiah, Ben Chizkiah, Ben Garon. And there are different groups of the 18, as we said, and as we'll see. There were 18 laws that they voted, and Beis Shammai won, right? Because the Beis Shammai kept some of the Beis Hillel out. Beis Shammai won, and there were 18 that were unanimous. They were decided, right? This is when all the rabbis got together to try to lay down the law. And there might have been 18 others that were not decided at the time, and there was still a machlokas, and they didn't decide about it. That's what the Gemara said on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom. On the bottom, right? The Brisa said, Shmona Esrei Davar Gazru, Shmona Esrei Ravu, Shmona Esrei Nechleku, right? The three different groups that they had. So the Gemara listed off the 18 that were Lukuli Alma. That's what we thought so far. The 18 that were not argued upon and they were agreed upon and included in them was Pas Akum and Gvina and many other Tumah V'Tahara halachas as we listed. As we listed again, we didn't do them justice going through each of them, but each of them could be discussed in a deeper way. But now we're in the middle of Yud Aleph Mabez. Rabbanan te Kesarin Amru Elu Shegazru Mimashe Rabu Sova Inun. What do they mean? The Kesarian rabbis say, these 18 that we just listed, 7 out of them are not part of the unanimous group. They're part of the second group. They're part of the group that Beis Shammai won. Right? That's what it means. Elu Shegazru, these that they were gozer on, Mimasharabu, from what they argued on and rove, Beis Shammai who had the majority, Soviet in 7. Meaning take out 7 from the previous list. Take out 7 from the previous list. That belong on the argument list, not on the unanimous list. And if you do that, the Elaine Inan Khurnayasa. And now we're gonna get to the other ones that are on the unanimous list, because we just mentioned we took out 7, and now I'm sorry, the ones that are on the argument list, the one that Beis Shammai won. Now we're gonna list the other 11. And then we'll have 18 to that group, and then we'll have to figure out how the Kesari rabbis are mashlim, the first group, right? The first group of the unanimous ones, we'll see. By the way, just keep in mind, they took out 7, and they said 7 are from the argument group, and they knock out 1 because they argue on 1. So really, there's 10 that are left of that Gnef Dan. Hey, which one do they knock out? The Tful Yom. We mentioned that. Tful Yom was on this list, and Tful Yom was a Din Daraisa. We said that's a big problem. Because how could Tful Yom, that Tful Yom is a Sheni, right? After you go to the mikvah, you have to wait till nighttime, and you can eat Maaser Sheni, but you can't eat Truma. So isn't that a Din D'Oraisa? So that's why the Rabbanan de Kesarin argued on that also. So they have 7 and 1, so they have 10 left. Again, the first opinion must hold that there's something about Tful Yom that is, Durabanan as well, that is included. Okay, so what are the other 11 on the list of Beis Shammai Ravu al Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, right? The first Mishnah in the last Perek of Shabbos, Misha Hechshech Baderech, one that was coming on the way from the public, from the desert, and they're coming into town, and they were running a little late. And it was, they were outside, and they had their money belt on them. What do you do with the money belt as you're coming into the Rishus, and it's running late. You're not going to be able to have time to make it all the way into the city before Shabbos. So what does the Mishnah say? You're allowed to give your money belt to a guy and let him carry it. Even though it's a mir la'akum, this is the Rabbanan. But if we don't give you this option, then we assume that you're just going to carry yourself. Right? So, and you're not going to leave your money belt in the deserts. That was that halacha, that allowance. Nosi kisal anachri, that was one of the dinim that was allowed. There is a well-known, within the sugya, a well-known Rashi on that Mishnah, Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph in the Bavli, where the Gemara asks, why did the Rabbanan allow that? Why did the Rabbanan allow that? That's a mir lakum. This is the Rabbanan. But the Gemara there says, my time is sharile Rabbanan lamesav kisei lanachri. Why could you give it? Kim luhu l'Rabbanan din ademai min atzma alamono. A person won't be able to stand it and to just leave his money. Ilo sharis le asil atzuyi del ram tzur zarabim. Right? If you don't allow him, if you don't allow it, so that, then he'll just carry it himself. So you have to give him something. But on the question of the Gemara there of what's the reason they allowed you to give it to a guy, Rashi says, Harehu shlucho lisa eno b'shabbos. Right? If you give it to the guy, isn't he like your shliach? Like your shliach. So obviously this is shlichus midi rabbanan. A guy is excluded, is mufka from shlichus on a daraisa level. But he's a shlichus, shliach midi rabbanan. This is one of the three approaches in the Rishonim for the Isser Drabanan of Amir La'akum. The Smag, one of the Bali Atosvis, holds that Amir La'akum is daraisa on Shabbos. We don't paskin that way. We paskin Amir La'akum is Drabanan. But one of three ideas, why, what's the nature of the Isser Drabanan of Amir La'akum? So there's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Around Daf Tesvav, a Rashi says it's a violation of Vedaber Davar, right? It's not Shabbos dick, so to speak. Vedaber Davar. The Rambam says, Gezeira, if you ask a guy to do malacha, you might come to do malacha. And this is the third idea of Rashi here in Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, Shlichus. Ye Shlichus la'akum l'chumra midrabanan. Right, and that's on this Mishnah of Nosein Kiso l'nachri. Kayotzebo. The next one on the list is the one from our Mishnah. Loyachal Zavim Azavim and Neher Galavera. Right, the Zav and the Zavah should not eat together, because if they eat together, they might come to do more than just eat together. Next, call Hamitaltalin. Mivian Tuma Ba'ovi Hamardeya. What does that mean? We know this is from a Mishnah in Meseches Ahalos. Ahalos are 19 prakim full of Tumas Meis Halachas. And we know there that Tumas Ohel is one of the ways that Tuma is transferred. And Tumas Ohel could work in one of three ways. If the mace is above the me, if I'm above the mace, or we're both under the same roof. Because under the same roof, that transmits tumma to everything under the roof. A roof has to be a tefach wide. That's the general rule. To be called an ohel, it has to be a tefach wide. But the Mishnah here has a din d'rabbanan. What if you have a pipe or a pole that is not a tefach wide, but the circumference of the pole is a tefach wide? Right? The circumference is a tefach. So even though just right under the pole, right, that circular area is not a tefach wide, but the circumference, so gzeira d'rabbanan, that's going to transfer the tumah also, because up to its circumference, even though the width is not a tefach, and therefore if you have something under one part of the pole and a dead body on the under the other part of the pole, midrabbanan, everything under that pole is going to be tumah. And that's what it says here, kol metaltalin, all tumah, mivian tumah will be, bring the tumah to anything under it, kovia mardeya, like the width of the mardeya, which is some type of pole that goes with what leads the ox. Ovi hamar amhardeya. So that's another din d'rabbanan on this list. Ketzer bosrim beis hapras. Again, these are all just beginning lines of Mishnayos elsewhere, right? How do you harvest a beis hapras? Remember, there's a different word in Talmudic language for harvesting depending on your fruit. Betzira is grapes and mesika is olives. And in English, it's just to harvest. But this is, how do you harvest beis hapras? Beis hapras is a area that had a lost grave. The area was plowed over, so any type of little piece of dead body will be very small, but it will be smaller than what would be metami ba'ohel. But you're worried, midrabana, that you might walk and kick a piece. What if you have a vine in a beis hapras? How do you get those grapes out without making the grapes tame? Because the second a person walks in the beis hapras, they're going to become tame midrabana. Right? So, but what do you mean? The grapes have to become hukshel kabal tuma before they can become tameh. But as you pick them, a little juice comes out of them. So maybe that's enough. Midrabanan, that mizmakshu them l'kabal tumah. So there's a machlokas there between Mishamai and Bisilel, whether we have to worry about that, because it's like a double drabanan. The base of process is all tumah drabanan. The liquid coming down and being makshir, those grapes, or is a drabanan. Do you have to worry about that? Or do you have to use a pole? You have to use a pole and catch the grapes in a kli that's not makabal tumas. That's another din. That's another machlokas. Basilo says you could just do it, normally, because the automatic hechsher is only drabanan, a double drabanan, and Beishamai says you gotta use a pole. So that's another one on the list. Haminiach kelam tachas hatzinor. Also another one. If you put a bowl under a gutter, under a pipe that's catching the water, again, there is a machlokas there. Exactly what exactly is the case of putting the pipe, right? If you look in the Karban Eida, it's about shakavol basof chikago. You put a pipe, a piece of metal into the ground, and then you solidified it, and then you made it into a kli. Lamshachmayim lamikva. Is that going to be shuvin? Al shisha sveiko sarfet as a truma. There's another six halachas. Okay, we got to have eight here to add into the. You have to have, 11 in order to add on to the seven that they took off from the other list. So here's another six. There are six fakas that were sorif truma. Usually burning truma is, we try not to burn truma. especially for Safik Shuma. There's, you're not allowed to burn Shuma. But these six Sfeikas were Sorif Shuma, and the Karbana Eida list the six Sfeikas, Safik Beis HaPras, Safik Bigdi Amaretz, which we're not going to get into all of those details. But this is the list of the Tumas that are on the Rabbis of Caesarea list of those that they argued about. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, one more. Ath Gidule Truma. This we spoke about in Seder's Rhyme. Mida Araisa, when I plant Truma, it becomes disintegrated and it loses its status. It's no longer Truma. And therefore when it grows, it's all Chulin. But Midra Banan, the Gemara talks about elsewhere, they were gozer to say, Gidule Truma, things that grow in Truma are still called Truma. Maybe it's because that we don't want people to just plant. I don't want to give this truma to the Kohen, so I'm just going to plant it and it's going to become chulin. Or maybe it's gozer, it's atumishim truma temeya that the Kohen himself will plant because he doesn't want to be stuck to have to burn his truma temeya. If he plants it again, it'll lose the status. But all of those are on this list. So eluhein shegozru, right? So these are the ones that they were gozer. Again, they took out seven from the unanimous count. And they rejected Tful Yom, so they took out eight altogether, so that left them with 10, and therefore they added on these to the list. But now we have to add in another group that, Ilen Asarayasa Kadmasa, right? And these are the 10 from earlier. So how do you fill out that list of the ones that were unanimous? So Vasharm in Madatani Rabbi Shimon Bayachai, the following. And some of these overlap. So you have to figure out the Mepharshim wonder exactly how you get 18 altogether. But some of these were already on the first list. So you can't say these are filling out the 18 that were unanimous. Like on the list, Boba Yam Gazra Pitan, right? Pas Akum, that was on the list, the first list. So that obviously can't count twice. But this is finishing out the list of the 18 for the Rabbanan de Caesarea. Gozer al pitan v'al gvinasan. They were gozer on the bread of an anju and the cheese of an anju. We noted that on the list, these are all, right, these aren't all the same in terms of the reasons that these were nigzar. As we'll see, pas akum, that was based on chasnus, that was based on the chash of intermarriage. If they bake for me, then we'll get to know each other well, and that's going to lead to problems. Gvina, cheese is related to milk, and that's not related to chasnus, that's related to not kosher. We're choshish that there's some not kosher ingredients and milk in the cheese slash milk. The alyenon and wine, right? The wine of a non-Jew, we know there are three stages of this. We know yayin nesech, that's an issa daraisa. Right, if yayin nesach, a wine libation that goes to avodah zara, so isur, anything related to the avodah zara is asur bahana, right? Tashmishe avodah zara and noy avodah zara was all asur bahana. One step removed, stam yenam. That's an issa d'rabbanan. If we just have wine from a non-Jew, from an idolater, or maybe from a non-Jew, so that itself is going to be asur mid'rabbanan because we don't know. Maybe it was used, and even though the non-Jews are not pouring their wine libations to idols nowadays, but still, according to many, the halacha still applies. It is interesting that the third step, let me just finish, the first step is even a guy who touches a Jew's wine. Those are the three stages of the world of yayin or stam yenam. Mamish yayin esach, stam yenam, and then yayin yehudi shenaga ba'akum. Those are the three stages of the world of yayin. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah has an important comment where he discusses why are all the other items in this larger group, pas and bishul and gvina, those are all only usur ba'achila, midrabanan. While yayin is usur ba'hana'a, midrabanan. Right? It's all drabanan, so why is yayin more chamor? That's the question of Tosfos and Avodah Zarah on Daf Chavtes. Tema, my kaboy minola, namastisa, my bestam yenam, gzeira drabana, shikazo yenam, shum binoseyam, vishlomer, devadai, iker gzeira destam yenam, mishum binoseyanu. The iker, right, part of it is binoseyam because of chasnos, intermarriage. Mihu, loha you ostrim oso bahana'a mitamze, midedhavia, piton vishimnam. Right, if you just have the issue of chasnos, then israchilu would be enough to keep separation. Right, wine should be just like the other ones. Ela avdu rabbanan kiyayin nesach gamur. But once it's wine, we're going to compare it to other halachas of wine, like yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is asur bana. So once you have yayin nesach, that's asur bana midaraisa. So once we're going to be gozer wine, we're going to parallel it to the real yayin nesach. She is not zech lenei avodas kochavim she'asur min haTorah mishum dedamila. V'yayin nesach v'chulu, and he continues. But the other ones don't have any parallel, and therefore that's not going to be asur banar. Okay, because yayin has a double. It's related to yayin nesach, and it's also chasnus, different than the other halachas on the list. Again, okay, let's just get finished the list, and then the Gemara will talk about each one. Val yena, val chumsan on their vinegar. On the vinegar, because vinegar has wine, well, used to be wine. Val tziron, val murius, on the tzir, on the type of fish brine, because maybe that comes from a non-kosher fish. Val muriuson, a type of mixture with little fish, because they used to add wine to that. Al kivushehen, kivush, kavush, preserve, like kavush kimavushal, on their preserved items of fish and yarek, again, because you're choshesh, that they put some vinegar in there to help preserve, which is related to wine. Val shilukehen, and bishel. On all their cooked items. Cooked items, that's the Isidra Rabbana, Bishal Akam. Va'amiluchehen, and on their salted items. V'alachilka, v'alashchika, v'alatisni. These are all different types of chilka, the carbonate that says, min dagim ketanim, or others say that chilka is a type of wheat that you cut. All these types of foods that we were gozer also, because we're worried that they mixed in non-kosher, into the ingredients of these mixtures. The Al-Lashonan, their language, the Issa D'Rabbanan of their language, what does that mean? Says the Karban Eda, second wide line, Shel Yargal Adam Atzmo Banav L'Daber B'Lashon Akum. It was a certain type of idolatrous language, and therefore one is no Isser of talking regular languages that are, you know, throughout the ages, right? The greatest of our leaders spoke the language of the country in which they lived. But even though we mentioned last time, there is, two times ago, Balima Lashon HaKodesh, there is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis and Pirkei Avos talks about Lashon HaKodesh is a special schus and considered a mitzvah kala. But Lashon and the Gzira Derabanan have some type of language that related to idolatry. Vale Dusan, not accepting their Eidus. Accepting their Eidus. Eidusan. What do you mean, Eidus? A non-Jew is Pasul Eidus anyway. No, but for certain eduyos, they are kosher. Even mesiach lefi tumo, even not giving edus, just like talking nonchalantly. So, but these types of idolaters, we would not accept their edus. Again, the carbon eda shem akablan edus mehem afilu be mesiach lefi tumo elo edus isha bavad, only for edus isha, which has the most coolest to allow a woman to get remarried. V'yam matanos sehen, and not to accept matanos from them. Right, it's the opposite of lo sachanim. Lo sachanim is an issur daraisa of giving them presents. This is accepting presents. Al b'nehen, goes their tuma on their children, so they're not playing with our children. V'al b'nosehen, and on their daughters. Again, we said, isn't that a daraisa? We said something is darabanan, maybe the yichud. V'al bikurehen, and on their bikurim. Bikurim from a goy's land. So that is a derabanan. That's a mishnah meseches gittin. If a Jew sells a non-Jew land in Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring bikurim from that land. Mi derabanan, because we want you to buy the land back. So until you buy the land back, we're going to make you to buy stuff from the goy as bikurim and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So these are all the halachas that were unanimous according to the rabbis of Caesarius. Now we talk about some of them. Well, Bishol was on this list. We know Bishol Akam is probably the most common. Not the most. I mean, Chalav is also, and they're all pretty common. But Bishol, as we know, has certain built-in heterim. Right? Bishol Akam, as here, Shilukehen is on the list. We're going to get to a similar line on Amid Beis, but we know Bishol Akam is only Usur if it has all three conditions, and if you're missing any one of the three conditions, so then it is Mutter. You don't need all three. You only need one. You only need one. Number one, ne'achal kamoshi hu chai. Right? If something could be eaten raw, that's what we're going to see on Amud Beis, but we're just going to summarize now. If anything could be eaten without the bishul, then there's no issur d'rabbanan of the bishul. Because, the Rishonim explained, because what did he really do for me? I could have eaten it or drank it without. A guy boiling up water for me is mutter l'chadchila. Right? Why is it mutter l'chadchila? Again, this is all assuming that I know the ingredients are all kosher and I could even watch him. But a guy warming up, giving me a cup of hot water, that's 100% mutter. Why? Because I can drink the water cold. If you drink the water cold, so then there's no issur d'rabbanan of bishul akum. Anything that can be in raw is no problem of bishul akum. Obviously noodles can't be eaten hard raw, and eggs or chicken and meat are not eaten raw. But sushi, and fish, right? This is where the halacha didn't change, but maybe the application of the halacha changed over the past, I don't know, 50, 75 years, where sushi has become much more common, raw fish sushi. So maybe the mitzvah says that people eat raw fish. So if that's true, so then maybe there's no bishalaka by fish, because do you go by this kind of fish? But it definitely has expanded the reality of raw fish, and therefore that would be less of a problem of bishul akam. So that's me'achal kamo shiuchai. Number two, this is the hardest one to pin down, and that is ola al shulchan malachim. Has to be a chashav food going up on the king's table. So what's not chashav? So there are some posting that say any canned food, anything coming out of a can is not called me'achal al shulchan malachim, but it's very tricky because basically anything that they serve at a smorgasbord. Anything. So what would they serve? What wouldn't they serve at a smorgasbord? They'd serve anything at a smorgasbord. So fleishiks. But what if you go to, a late morning, bar mitzvah brunch? I don't know. So, and then they'll serve milchiks there. Go to a bris. So almost everything they'll serve. So it's hard to put, to know exactly what this means. That if it's not ne'echal shulchan malachim, because it only applies to chashav food. A lot of things are chashav food. But the third condition, and there are details about this, machlokes, ashkenazim, and svardim, and that is the entire process of bishul has to be done by a non-Jew. If there's any part of the process of cooking that's done by a Jew, that's not called bishul akum, and therefore it's mutter. According to Ashkenazic custom, if a Jew turns on the fire, that's good enough. Jews on the fire, that's also considered part of the bishul process. According to Svardim, maybe that's not enough. They have to do part of the mamish bishul. They have to put the pot on, they have to stir it, right? Something in the process. So, and one needs all three. One needs all three of those conditions in order for it to be usser. It has to be not eaten raw and a chashav food, and a guy does the entire process. With any one of those three that are not existent, so then it would be mutter. There's no issur d'rabbanan in that case. That's all by bishul, and that's a halacha. Right? Are there kulas? Right? There's two shitas that we don't paskin like, but we paskin like it in a tzorah gadol. Right? What if somebody has an elderly person who lives with a helper who makes their food for them? Makes their food for them. So are there any kulas? Any kulas? So there are some poskim that say, well, microwave is all mutter. That's not called bishul. Because the Ramah's lashon is eish. And microwave doesn't have eish. So that's another kula. But what if you're going to make it on the fire? So there is a kula based on two shitas that we don't poskim like. Right? What happens? Does it apply in the Jew's house? Are you really worried about chasos in the Jew's house? We poskim, yes, it's still a problem. But there's a day that says not. What about if there's a servant? If the shifch is making it, does it apply? There's a shash chasos. So there's a day that says mutter. We poskim the chumra. But in both of those, you put those two together, if you have a shifcha, if you have a worker in the Jew's house together, so two bidyeveds will paskin as l'chachila. Meaning in a case of tzorach gadol, in this type of case, where you have an aid for an elderly person, so, you know, we'll be mako there. Again, reheating foods is not a problem anyway, it's already pre-cooked. But even from the start, that would be, we could find tekulas in that case. Okay, that's a little bit about shlakos. We continue now. Pitan bread, the baked goods. Pasachem. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yonasan. Nehilchoshem imum hi. This is one of those obscure halachas. We already had this twice in Seder Zrayim. This shakla v'tarya. This is one of those obscure halachas. Am Rabbi Yosa. Kashiasa kumi Rabbi Yaakov bar Ada. Ma'u me'alacha shel imum. What's obscure about this? There's something about pas akum that's obscure. Kachanu omrim. Is this what's obscure? B'makam Shabbat Yisrael Mitzuya. In a place where you could really get baked items that were baked by a Jew. B'dino yishetei pas akum asura. So you for sure should say that pas akum is also in that case, because you can just get Jews. V'im amu alea v'tirua. But they still say, no, it's mutter. If it's mutter, it's mutter. Oh, or the opposite. No, is the confusion that they muttered something that we didn't understand? Oh, or the opposite. But Malcolm Shain Pasi saw Mitsuya in a place where a baked good of a Jew is not common. So you should allow the Pasgoim in that case. They answered it in that case. So which is it? Is it a confusing heter or is it a confusing isser? So Amr Rabbi Mana, Vish Imam Leisser. Do you ever have some type of, oh, I didn't understand the Leisser? No. The Lashon of Imam is always used Leheter. So it has to be a case where we would have thought something should be Asser, but it's Mutter. And also included in the raya, upas lab tafshuli goyimu, shouldn't pas be included in the larger rubric and connection to bishul akum, not baked but cooked, tafshuli goyimu, kachanu omrim. And would we say, b'makan she'in tafshuli yisrael mitzuyin, if you don't have bishul yisrael around, b'dinu she'in tafshuli goyimu tarin, you should still say bishul goyim is mutter, v'imu alev asrum. And the rabbanan said that's asr? No, you don't say that. You don't say, oh, we would have said it's mutter, but the Rabbanan assered it. That's clearly usser. That's clearly usser. And therefore, it must be that there's no parallel that, oh, they assered it, so it must be the other way. It must be that there's a heter that we don't fully understand, but we'll take the heter. What's the heter? Elakeni b'makam she'in pas Yisrael mitzuya b'dinu ayshedei pas goyim asura. Just because pas Yisrael is not available, you just so aser pas. If you say pas akum is a halacha, then it should be halacha no matter what. Just like bishul akum is a halacha no matter what. But v'imu alev itirua, but they matered it mipnei chaye nefesh. This is quoted by the Rishonim in the Bavli. The Rishonim in the Bavli, and this is what generally we paskin. Bishul akum is a halacha, chalav akum is a halacha, pas akum is a chumra. Is a chumra because of this Yerushalmi right here, and the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch quote, because it was too hard. Baked goods, bread was a staple of society. Jews traveled all over. It was hard for them to always have pas Yisrael. Again, you have to know that the ingredients are kosher. But if I know that the ingredients are kosher that the non-Jewish baker is using, so that is why that has become a chumra, not a din. And it's a chumra in that, remember we discussed just recently in the Dafim about the 7 days that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a chumra to Pas Yisrael during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Right? That was based on the Yerushalmi that we just had a couple of days ago about the 7 days. The Bishul and Chalav, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that, be machmir during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. No, that's a din the whole year. That's not a chumra that you have to, we have to have the whole year in terms of that. Rabbanan deketzaron b'shem Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, kedivrei mishu matir. The Rabbanan Kisari hold like the one that says, mutter, but, ubilvad, and again, this is in the Rishalmi and the postgim, the big machlokas we've shown him, ubilvad min apalter, as long as it is a commercial baker, not your private neighbor guy. And that is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that there are kulas for pas akum, but it should only be from a palter, a commercial baker. There's no personal connection between the parties. And then we have these three mysterious words, v'lo avdin kein, but they didn't do that. What does they didn't do that mean? So some interpret this as even not palter is going to be mutter. They didn't hold of that chumra of the kula. No, it's mutter. It's mutter because pasakim is a chumra. It's always a chumra. There's no din. Therefore, even private pasakim is mutter. Others say v'lo avdin kein. No, they didn't even hold of this heter, right? Pasakim is mutter, usser, just like the other halachas of Bishul and Chalav. And again, this is a big discussion. We're not going to get into it now. In the second volume of Yaradeya, Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Beis, all the areas of that. But again, different minhagim about Pas Akum that we won't get more into now. Amrin Kumei Rabbi Chiyaruba Tani Rishon Bayachai says maybe it's a din to Araisa. Some of these halachas about Pas. Maybe it's based on the pasuk in Bamidbar, in Dvarim, beginning of Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing Jewish history. Ochal tishbru meitam bakesev achaltem. When you go past the nations, before you go into Eretz Yisrael, right, you should buy food from them. Vegam mayim tichru meitam. So we compare food and water in the pasuk. Vegomer mayim son ishtanu bibriyasan. Just like you can take water from them, water hasn't changed from its natural state. That's what you could buy from them. Avkal davar shon ishtanu bibriyaso. Maybe you can only buy things that didn't change. Meaning bishul cooked items you can't change. Could it be that it's a din daraisa? Somewhere I said no. Hativan, 1 second. I have a problem. Hare mutlaya. These are all different types of foods. Mutlaya, some type of veggie with a lot of seeds that they cook. Pankarisim, other types of berry husks, bukubtayis, viklayos, roasted kernels. The chamin shelohem are elu mutarin. The bride says all of these are mutter. 1 second, these are all cooked items. How can you say they're mutter if it's in daraisa? Nicha kolon sheyicholom lahashos lachzer kamoshahayu. Fine, by all of them, you could say, oh, they're not really cooked because there's a way to undo them and bring it back to when they were ingredients. Klayos ma. But klayos, roasted kernels? Roasted kernels, once they're roasted. You can't make them unroasted. So why would that be mutter to buy from a guy? So it must be that it's Durabanan, as we have been saying. It's not Daraisa, Bishul Akum. It's only Durabanan. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Bishem Rav, Kol Ochal Shunech Al Chai Kemoshihu, Ein Bo Mishum Gitav Shilei Gayim. As we just explained, rule number one, if it can be eaten raw, so then there is no Isser of Bishul Akum, and V'yosim Bo Mishum Erev Tav Shilin. And we add on, and you can use it for Erev Tavshilin. What does that mean? Two pshatim in the in the Gemara. Maybe this just means you're right. It's not a problem of bishul akum because nechal gamosh yuchai, but it's considered a cooked item for erev tavshilin for setting aside for yantif preparing for Shabbos. So there is no problem using erev tavshilin because it's called cooked. Others say that it's even more than that, and that is that even if a guy cooks it, it's still mutter to eat, and therefore you could use it for erev tavshilin. Okay. This is what they say about Erev Tavshilin, but not now. Ma mekayim Rebbi Chiya Ruba, o chadish v'meitam. So according to what we hold, that it's an iser drabanan of bishul akum. So what do you use that, and all of the foods. So what do you use that pasuk for? Ba'ochel tishperu. So tishperu means buy, but also can mean break, right? With food, break your enemies. Basically, bribe them. Ha'achilato shavarto. Feeding them will break them. Shemaya kasha alecha ba'ochel tishperu. Right, v'imlav, and food doesn't work, hachreilem alav kesef. It's a remes. Sometimes enemies can be broken with food or with bribes. Amrin kein haya havi Rabbi Yonas and Aved, what Rabbi Yonas used to do, karavichami barnash rav, alulakarti, when he saw a big noble person coming into a city, havi meshachlei akran, he used to send him gifts. My Amar, he said to himself, di'in havi dayin di'yasam o dayin di'armala, if in the future I ever need a good judge for an orphan or for a widow, nishkach apin u'mefaisi aloi. So I'll have somebody on my side. So I'm going to like butter him up now and get him on my good side. And in that way, we'll be able to have him on the good side for the future. Just one more minute. Kvinas and a little bit more. What about the cheese? The cheese we assume is connected to the milk of Durabanan. So Amar Birmiya, chalav agoy lamahu aser, why is chalav akum aser? 2 days in the Gemara. The one that we hold, Mishum Taro, is Beim Tzmeya. You're nervous that when a guy makes the milk, there's going to be something not kosher mixed in. V'tani kein, omed hu Yisrael be'ed there, v'agoy cholav, and maybe lo bein echoshesh. If a Jew is sitting there in or next to the herd, and the guy is milking, it's okay. Meaning, a Jew doesn't have to do the actual milking, as long as a Jew is there, and to add the line that's used in Bavli, mirtas, and the guy, if the Jew is sitting right on the outside, and a guy would be nervous if he would... The Jew can stand up at any moment and see, that's good enough. We'll talk more about Rav Moshe B'Hashem next time. Rabbi Bar B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Shuban Levi, Chalav Agai Lama Wasser, a different day. Why is Chalav Akam Wasser? Mishum Gilui. Because we're nervous that the guy left it open and a snake came in and deposited some venom in the milk, and that's the problem, why it is Usser, right? A totally different shot of why it's Usser, not Mishum Taro Vesbeim Tzmeya, but because of Gilui. We'll have to stop there, but then we'll continue with Vyamid. Next time, we'll talk more about Chalav. We talk about Bishul today. Next time, we'll talk about Chalav.